Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we're covering multifamily operations and management. We've talked about property management, leasing strategy, and maintenance. Today, we're diving into amenities, specifically which amenities drive rent growth and generate the highest return on investment. We've learned that amenities are an important driver of property competitiveness and rent growth. The right amenities attract quality tenants, reduce vacancy, improve retention, and support higher rents. But here's what many investors miss. Not all amenities create equal value. Some amenities generate strong rent premiums and high ROI. Other amenities are expensive to install and maintain, but don't generate meaningful rent premiums. The key is to invest in amenities that your target tenants value and are willing to pay for. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about amenity investments and which amenities drive the highest rent growth. Amenities fall into two categories: property amenities and unit amenities. Property amenities are shared amenities available to all residents. Examples include swimming pool, fitness center, clubhouse, business center, dog park, playground, and package lockers. Unit amenities are features within individual units. Examples include in-unit washer and dryer, stainless steel appliances, quartz countertops, walk-in closets, private balconies or patios, and smart home features. Both property amenities and unit amenities can drive rent growth, but they have different cost structures and ROI profiles. Let's start with property amenities. Swimming pools are one of the most common multifamily amenities, especially in warm weather markets. Pools are attractive to tenants and improve marketability. In certain markets, particularly warm climates where pools are expected, they may support higher rents and competitiveness. However, pools are expensive to install and maintain. Pool installation costs range from $50,000 to $150,000 or more, depending on size and features. Annual pool maintenance costs range from $10,000 to $20,000, including chemicals, cleaning, repairs, and insurance. The ROI on pool installation is typically low, unless the property is in a market where pools are standard and expected. We don't typically install new pools. If a property has an existing pool, we renovate and maintain it. If a property doesn't have a pool, we focus on other amenities with higher ROI. Fitness centers are increasingly expected across many renter demographics. Fitness centers are attractive to health-conscious tenants and improve marketability. Properties with fitness centers may command rent premiums depending on the market. Fitness center installation costs range from $20,000 to $75,000, depending on size and equipment. Annual maintenance costs are relatively low, typically $2,000 to $5,000 for equipment maintenance and cleaning. Fitness centers often produce stronger ROI than pools because installation costs are lower and maintenance costs are lower. We prioritize fitness center installations and upgrades. We typically install fitness centers with cardio equipment, free weights, and functional training space. Clubhouses serve as community gathering spaces and leasing offices. Clubhouses typically include seating areas, kitchenette, Wi-Fi, and sometimes business center features. Clubhouse renovation costs range from $25,000 to $100,000, depending on size and scope. Clubhouses don't generate direct rent premiums, but they improve marketability and support the overall property positioning. We invest in clubhouse renovations to create professional, attractive spaces for residents and prospective tenants. Dog parks and pet amenities are increasingly important as pet ownership has grown significantly. Dog parks are relatively inexpensive to install, typically $10,000 to $30,000 for fencing, turf or gravel, waste stations, and seating. Dog parks appeal to pet owners and often produce attractive ROI in pet-friendly markets. More importantly, they improve marketability and reduce pet-related damage by providing a designated area for pets. We install dog parks on most of our properties. Pet owners highly value this amenity. Package lockers have become essential amenities as online shopping has exploded. Package lockers provide secure package delivery and reduce package theft. They also reduce property management burden by eliminating the need to accept and store packages. Package locker installation costs range from $10,000 to $30,000, depending on size and features. Package lockers don't generate direct rent premiums, but they improve tenant satisfaction and reduce operational burden. We install package lockers on most of our properties. Tenants expect secure package delivery, and lockers solve this problem efficiently. Playgrounds are important amenities for family-oriented properties. Playground installation costs range from $15,000 to $50,000, depending on size and equipment. Playgrounds appeal to families with children and can generate rent premiums on family-oriented properties. We install or upgrade playgrounds on properties that attract families. The ROI is strong for the right tenant demographic. Now let's talk about unit amenities. In-unit washer and dryer is one of the highest value unit amenities in multifamily. Tenants strongly prefer in-unit laundry over shared laundry facilities. In-unit washer and dryer typically generates a rent premium of $50 to $100 per month, depending on the market. Installation costs range from $1,500 to $3,000 per unit, including appliances, plumbing, electrical, and venting. Payback periods can be attractive depending on market rents and installation costs. If you can generate a $75 per month rent premium with a $2,000 installation cost, your payback period is about 27 months. Additionally, in-unit washer and dryer eliminates shared laundry facilities, which reduces maintenance costs and eliminates laundry income, but also eliminates laundry equipment costs and maintenance. We prioritize in-unit washer and dryer installations when feasible. The ROI is strong, and tenants highly value this amenity. Stainless steel appliances, quartz countertops, and LVP flooring have become increasingly common in renovated units. Stainless steel appliances typically cost $1,500 to $2,500 per unit and generate rent premiums as part of a comprehensive unit renovation. Quartz countertops have become increasingly common in renovated units, replacing laminate and tile. They typically cost $1,500 to $3,000 per unit and generate rent premiums as part of comprehensive renovations. LVP flooring has become the standard flooring choice for multifamily renovations, replacing carpet and vinyl. It typically costs $2,000 to $4,000 per unit. LVP is durable, water-resistant, easy to clean, and attractive. These finishes work together as part of a comprehensive unit renovation package to support higher rents. Smart home features are emerging amenities that appeal to tech-savvy renters. Examples include smart thermostats, smart locks, and smart lighting. Smart home features typically cost $300 to $800 per unit, depending on features. Smart home features may generate modest rent premiums. More importantly, they improve operational efficiency. Smart thermostats reduce utility costs, and smart locks eliminate lock changes at turnover. We're beginning to implement smart home features on select properties. The technology is still evolving, but we see strong potential. Private balconies or patios are highly valued amenities, especially post-COVID, as outdoor space has become more important. Balconies or patios are typically existing features that can't be added cost-effectively. However, you can enhance these features with improvements like new railings, flooring, or privacy screens. Units with balconies or patios typically command rent premiums depending on size and view. We prioritize units with balconies or patios when acquiring properties. We enhance these features through renovations when cost-effective. So, which amenities generate the highest ROI? Based on our experience and target renter profile, amenities that often produce attractive returns include in-unit washer and dryer, dog parks, fitness centers, package lockers, and smart home features. These amenities have relatively low installation costs, low maintenance costs, and generate meaningful rent premiums or operational savings. Lower ROI amenities include swimming pools, major clubhouse renovations, and elaborate landscaping. These amenities are expensive to install and maintain, and don't always generate proportional rent premiums. We prioritize amenity investments based on ROI, tenant preferences, and market competitiveness. We focus on amenities that our target tenants, workforce housing renters, value most: in-unit washer and dryer, fitness centers, dog parks, and package lockers. We invest in pool renovations if the property has an existing pool, but we don't install new pools. We invest in clubhouse renovations to create professional spaces, but we don't overinvest in elaborate clubhouses. And we're beginning to implement smart home features as the technology matures and costs decline. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with amenity investments. First, overinvesting in amenities that don't generate rent premiums. Not all amenities create value. Second, installing amenities that don't match the tenant demographic. Families value playgrounds, young professionals value fitness centers. Third, neglecting amenity maintenance. Poorly maintained amenities hurt property image and don't generate rent premiums. Fourth, installing amenities without analyzing market competitiveness. If every property in the market has a pool, you need a pool to be competitive. If no properties have pools, installing one may not generate a premium. Fifth, ignoring operational costs. Some amenities have high ongoing maintenance costs that reduce ROI. Our approach to amenity investments is strategic and ROI-focused. We analyze market competitiveness to understand which amenities are standard and which are differentiators. We prioritize amenities based on ROI, tenant preferences, and market positioning. We focus on amenities with strong ROI: in-unit washer and dryer, fitness centers, dog parks, and package lockers. We maintain amenities professionally to ensure they generate rent premiums and improve property image. And we continuously evaluate new amenity trends and technologies to stay competitive. Let me close with this. Amenities are a meaningful factor in property competitiveness and rent growth. The right amenities attract quality tenants, reduce vacancy, and support higher rents. Not all amenities create equal value. Focus on amenities that your target tenants value and are willing to pay for. Based on our experience and target renter profile, amenities that often produce attractive returns include in-unit washer and dryer, dog parks, fitness centers, package lockers, and smart home features. In-unit washer and dryer is one of the highest value unit amenities. Payback periods can be attractive depending on market rents and installation costs. Analyze market competitiveness to understand which amenities are standard and which are differentiators. Maintain amenities professionally to ensure they generate rent premiums and improve property image. We prioritize amenity investments based on ROI, tenant preferences, and market positioning. We focus on amenities that create value for tenants and generate returns for investors. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with technology and multifamily. We'll cover smart home technology, access control, and rent collection systems. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.